following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Welcome to the Leader Breakthrough podcast, where we help you get from where you are to where you need to be. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Terry. Good to have you again with us today.
And this is part two of our moment in time where we're dealing with the worldwide quarantine and the lockdown of the coronavirus. And if you've done the timeline with Leader Breakthrough, you know that there are specific turning points where life changed forever. It was not the same after this thing happened. And if we were doing a timeline for humanity, this would probably be one of their turning points. All of us in general, this is something that happened that changed us and permanently. So Terry, why don't you set up this idea for us, and then how is this going to be different as we move forward for leaders and industry leaders?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a groundbreaking book called Stuck. That's, again, another shameless promotion of my book. But, you know, transitions are classically defined as you don't quite know where you're going, but you know you can't go back to where you've been. And I think the current pandemic that we find ourselves in now, which is 2020, you know, regardless of the date you're listening to this podcast, the current new reality is being almost scripted right in front of our eyes. Every day we wake up to a sense of, so what are the new factors that have now entered into the situation that weren't there yesterday, but now are present for us today? And it's very evident that we're moving. It's very, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that, you know, good change strategy really is unfreeze, change, and refreeze. Not get stuck again, but you can tell in moments in your own personal journey. And now I think collectively we can tell in our corporate journey that things have unfroze and we're going someplace new. We don't know where that is, but it's going to take us a while to get there. But there's absolutely no question we're going somewhere. So, you know, we thought it'd be helpful, and I thought it'd be helpful to kind of review some of the things that it even are brand new, fresh, but are starting to become evident to some. I do a lot of coaching with people who are in a lot of different locations, even around the world. I do a lot of coaching for those in particular right now, which is interesting, in Asia. So China, Taiwan, I do coaching for people that are kind of in that whole corridor, Tokyo, and then I do coaching with people in Australia, as well as coaching with people in the United States and even in other places of the world. But since the kind of the original moments started to occur in China, where this thing kind of launched, they are kind of ahead of us to some degree in terms of experience. I just talked to somebody who actually has been in a lockdown state for now 12 plus weeks, and has said to me almost that it is also happening, but now they're starting to get some idea of reality. I hosted a live online town hall for us here in the United States last week, and basically started to hear some of those comments. So what I've done is taken and collected a lot of those comments, Patrick, into kind of a series of first thoughts or first insights. If you want, you can also get this up on our blog, terrywalling.com, and I titled it A New Kind of Different, but these are in some sense, five things that people are beginning to say and talk about as we walk our way through. So kind of, I think that's where we'll go with this and begin a journey of determining together what the implications are. Yeah, go ahead.
As as leaders and as people who care for others, whether it's corporate or church or anything like that, as the game changes, there's going to be a lot of articles written and books written, things like that, probably talking about how this has happened. But Terry, I think it's helpful to hear what you're saying, because you deal with people all over the world and also all different ages. And so you're seeing a lot of different things that can be common for all of us that we can use now and move forward together.
Absolutely. And you know, the one simple way, the difference between a leader and a follower is perspective. And so the difference between a leader and even a better leader is better perspective. So one of the calls on all of our lives who especially work in the helping guide and lead and cast vision for others is gaining a perspective of what's going on. So let me share with you at least what people are beginning to say, because we don't know where it's going and how different will it be. That's yet to be determined. But let me give you five thoughts on a new kind of different. So the first thing I'm hearing out there is that online now is here to stay. Some people have liked the fact that training and meetings or everything are happening online. Some people have resisted it. Some people have said it's not personal. Other people have said this is technology taking over. Wherever you land on that discussion, here's a new reality, that the online now is not going to go away. And the platforms of discussion, like the one I happen to use, which is Zoom, who have been perfecting the technology kind of behind the scenes and under the radar, now it has emerged as a way for us to connect, and the technology has caught up with it so that it actually can be a relational experience, not a technology experience. What I mean by a technology experience, where the technology got in the way, we're not there anymore. The technology now is creating a place for us to meet, to do team, to do classes, to do meetings, to do workshop, to do training, even to do prayer, even to do worship. In the current moment we find ourselves, almost all churches now are moving Sunday up online. In Asia, it's already been there for a good couple months already. So no matter where you are in the globe, and here's what's interesting, Patrick, no matter where you are, kind of even in the neighborhood, people are connecting, not necessarily just on site, but now using the medium to connect online. And everything I'm hearing is we're not going back. It's going to radically shift, and online is now going to have a place with on-site in terms of how we connect and how we do ministry together. So that's the first of the realities that everybody seems to be talking about out there.
Last night we had our home group meeting online, and we're all around in the same neighborhood, but it's made the world closer together. And Terry, you and I have both been doing coaching via Zoom for a while. And people have struggled to maybe be comfortable with it in the beginning, but I think now it's part of our lives and it'll be very natural and normal for us to do that.
Absolutely. And here's the thing that's interesting. Because I'm highly relational, I didn't buy it for a while, but I did it out of necessity that I couldn't be everywhere. So I'll coach online. I actually think, to some respects, the online is sometimes even better, because it's you and them. They're focused to pay attention to you, not the coffee shop and everything that's happening around them, and you're focused on them. Pretty powerful, pretty powerful. So the online is here to stay. Let me give you the second one. The second thing or thread that I'm hearing in the conversations out there is connection. And even conversation for people is going to, in the days ahead, probably rival just the sharing of information. So you can get information now in a lot of places. You can get information through a lot of different sources. So what people are going to need now is not necessarily more information. What they're going to need is the idea of spaces and conversation to process information. So I think this has direct implications for us in leadership, that part of what our new role needs to be is hosting those conversations. It's creating places and ways by which people can actually connect and work through what they're experiencing, not just in this kind of hiatus we find ourselves with the coronavirus, but actually overall. Practitioners need to talk to one another. The information is there and will continue to be produced, but now how do we work our way through it? And I think one of the roles for us as a leader is to coach. And I know that sounds like a sales pitch, but it really isn't. Help draw out from people what they're experiencing. Coaching draws it out. Mentoring puts it in. And also help catalyze. In other words, bringing some people together that maybe normally don't get together so that they can learn together. You know, I will never forget a quote by a guy as a buddy of mine and great thinker and writer out there, Reggie McNeil, who said in his book, The Art of Leadership, the most of the information that we need has not been created yet. The new information will be created probably by people who take information and process it. So the second major trend or pattern or theme I'm hearing is connection and conversation, I think, will rival and have a new place with those who just dispense information or key ideas. So that would be our second one. Let me keep going. Third, the new realities of how we do life. It's interesting, as I listen to people, is going to begin to push back the rigidity of those who've been protecting the current forms. So in other words, what I think is being said is the sheer inertia of all the change that's happening now is starting to overwhelm those who've been protecting what once was. There'll always be people in a bell curve of change that will never change, never adopt the new. But now the sheer size of the people involved in the new approach is actually now going to probably bypass the people that are continue to be resistant. And I think this has unbelievable ramifications for leadership and ministry and church and new missional expressions. If we could just seize that day and this day, we could come out of this thing on the other side with a different kind of church. And I have found for the last 10, 15 years, a lot of people wanting a new church, but an event like this may actually be the catalyst that now pushes us past some of the resistance and takes us into what the new forms of the church might look like.
You're listening to the Leader Breakthrough Podcast with Terry Walling and Patrick, and we're discussing a new kind of different, what to do in this new day and age as things are shifting around the world. And Terry, it kind of feels like a new start in a lot of ways, where it's kind of, let's throw it all off the table, let's scrap everything and start over in the way that we relate to each other, the way that we live.
You know, I think it is, but I also think, you know, one of the things I say is every good vision is seeded in the past. So when somebody even, you know, real basically shares a timeline with me, or a church starts talking about a new direction, the first thing I want to know is, tell me your history. So the history and lining up the things that have happened in the past are the things that can guide us into the future. So if you look at the first couple ones I'm talking about, online is here to stay, you know, that really is just about helping people continue to realize that you don't get to clarity alone and take a new forms, which is also tied to number two, the connection and the conversation will rival the need for the information. We all have known that we're educated way beyond our level of obedience. But now we're recognizing, okay, kind of the gray has starting to disappear. Either you are lining up behind what the kingdom of God is and what God's at work doing, or you're not. And if you are lining up, you want to connect with others who are doing the same. So that's that connection and conversation. And the new realities are really actually lining up where the church has been in the past. Because in its embryonic form, the church was not about starting a worship service. And yet most of the church is preoccupied with trying to sustain that. Well, now the new realities start pushing us past just worship services and start helping us realize that training and developing our people and caring for and loving each other and being the church is now front and center as our number one agenda. So, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, this is just new stuff and this will pass. You know, maybe, but maybe some of these threads are kind of starting to form a rope that we can hang onto as we move our way into the future. Let me just give you two more real quick. The fourth one I notice, and this will kind of rattle a little the cage, but it's interesting, and even we referred to them in the first podcast on how to respond in a day like this, and I'll refer to him the second one. Leonard Sweet, who has done a lot of work in the last 20 years to help us figure out where this thing could be going, he made an interesting observation when he said the studio, the production of content and the dialogue that can happen in the studio in the future for a lot of pastors and leaders could begin to rival the pulpit as a place of influence. And that's a pretty strong statement. He is not saying anti-pulpit or anti-on-site gathering, but the ability to actually use the increased technology and bandwidth to gather people together oftentimes is facilitated and even accelerated by well-done dialogue, conversation that sometimes can't always happen in the big auditorium. In fact, it's interesting. Groups of 100, 300, 1,000. I even talked to a pastor in Asia who was working with a church of 7,000. They're gathering online. They're praying. They're listening. You know, online you can use breakouts. They're even discussing. So here's the major point with this one is as opposed to resisting it, and saying that all media and all production is celebrity-driven. No, not necessarily anymore. Small, tech-savvy places can sometimes rival large public venues that we've got to pay for and sustain if we use both the on-site and the online to merge together to actually help people continue to grow and to learn. So the studio, yeah, go for it.
So I think one of the interesting things is the proof will be in the pudding, and this isn't, we need to make a switch type statement as much as look at what's also available to us as we grow and try to influence people and encourage them in their own personal journey.
Absolutely. And I hate to be so crass when I say this, but I've probably in the last couple of weeks talked to maybe 30, 40 pastors, especially those in the United States. And you know what might actually be the key determinant on this? They have told me their offerings and their online giving has dropped more than half. So we may not be able to sustain the big full-time vocational staffs like we did. We may not be able to sustain the geographic location expense that we've had before. So the studio, in essence, may really begin the place where pastors and leaders can actually continue to influence people as opposed to the big platform.
When what we've said before is the digital and the Zoom won't ever take the place of physically being together, which kind of takes us to the last one there. Yeah. So what's your fifth point here?
Yeah, and the last one kind of fit exactly in, like Patrick just said, house churches, local, neighborhood, missional groups, and even networks of house churches and small groups more and more is probably going to be the place where authentic believers are gathering. Those who really are called now to be the church and to do the church in a local parish even area probably will now be gathering with greater frequency. Less and less, probably you will see people in the maybe the big gathering or occasionally in the big gathering, but now connecting almost like you see in Acts where they met on the temple steps and got some teaching, but the life and the true authentic expression was occurring in the small group, in the house, when believers are gathering together. So I'm hearing house churches are probably going to continue to grow in its emphasis. House churches allow us to not forsake the gathering together, as is the habit of some, which sometimes can be a guilt verse that is used, and allow us to be together. But the online then allows people to be connected now to a world and what's going on in the church around the world. So kind of the common union that we share on a small group expression, allowing us to share the greater big church communion of with those who are hungry to be the church. So let me real quickly just kind of highlight, I'm not going to reteach them, but a new kind of different could look like these five initial beginnings, initial thoughts. Online's here to stay. Connection and conversation will probably begin to rival the dispensing of information. New realities and the changes now may be the very thing that thrusts us beyond some of the rigidity that's been out there in the last couple years. The studio could be a key place of influence and the key delivery point of ministry more and more in the days ahead. Could be that of house churches.
And Terry, as I hear you talk about all of this, it's exciting to me. You sound excited about it. Yeah. And about the things that come. But what would you say to someone, a leader that maybe isn't as excited for the change, or they're, that seems a little intimidating to them?
Yeah, that's good. And I just need to say, I get it. You know, my very nature is I like new. But I am not saying new is actually where you need to end what you've been doing and next Tuesday do all the new. I'm saying let's go on a journey together. Maybe some of these things are true or not true. But let's allow God to begin the process of starting to take us to a new place, very much like a shepherd who knows the sheep need a new pasture for feeding, for growth, and everything. Let's let the shepherd begin the process of and the journey of taking us to the new pasture. Take us to the new place. We don't have to get there immediately, but I think our challenge now is to begin to consider going there and allow the Spirit of God to lead us and guide us into all truth, allow the Word of God to still be our key source of life and direction and policy. But let's also allow the church now to, instead of react, maybe the church is so well positioned now to create the new conversations and the new relationships that we're all going to need to help move us into the future. I think that's our key point.
Well, let's remember that God will equip us for that which he's called us to, and he will accomplish what concerns us. And so as you're listening to this and thinking about your call as a leader and as a pastor or someone who's reaching people, don't be afraid. Reach out and, you know, go through the timeline or different things, resources that we have on Leader Breakthrough to see how you can clarify in these moments who you are and what God's put in you and how he's going to be leading you in the future.
And don't be afraid to be into the conversation with others. It doesn't mean you have to, you have it all together. All of us don't right now. It's changing right in front of our eyes. Conversation, discussion, kind of one of the things we say, you don't get to clarity alone. Join in the conversation and begin to try to, together with others, discover how God's at work in our new reality.
Well, we hope this has been helpful for you. Terry and I care about leadership and care about you and your life. And so this is part two of A New Kind of Different. And this has been the Leader Breakthrough Podcast, where we help you get from where you are to where you need to be. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Terry.
For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.